So I had my final IVF cycle, which was unsuccessful. I was very upset at the time, and previous to the last cycle, we had a discussion with the doctor, and he explained to me that he was going to throw everything at the last cycle to try, obviously, to have a successful outcome. He promised to put me on certain medication to just to try and, obviously, make the cycle successful. Now, on the last cycle, I didn't receive any medication, and really that's how it all began, because the cycle was unsuccessful, and then I started to question, why hadn't I had the medication that was promised to me? Basically, the doctor said, no, he decided not to give us the medication because he'd found this condition, and I'd had corrective surgery, so I wouldn't need to have the medication. I then started to research this condition that he had diagnosed and realised that it should have been noticed by previous doctors. I ended off contacting a gynaecologist that I'd been under years ago, and he stood by me and said, yeah, you didn't have that condition. So he actually stood by me and said he would be a witness for us, and he wrote a witness report. I didn't have this condition, and I shouldn't have paid thousands of pounds for an operation to correct something that wasn't there.
Did you end up with a family?
No. So it was all ended very sadly, and that is when I decided to look into having some legal advice about it.
Obviously, where you are and where Wilson Brown solicitors are, there's a big gap between the two of you.
It was actually a solicitor's firm that recommended Wilson Brown. So I said to them, you know, can you recommend somebody that would be willing to take this case on because it's quite complicated? And they recommended Wilson Brown.
And what was Wilson Brown's attitude? How were you dealt with by the solicitors?
It was amazing, really, from the beginning. So originally, I had a telephone conversation with Louise Tyler, and she was very patient. She listened to the whole story. She was very understanding. She was amazing from the very beginning.
And where are we with your story right now?
Marianne Stapleton got me an out-of-court settlement, which I'll, you know, be always grateful to her for that. She managed to, what I call, put it in the bag at the end.
Thank you for being brave enough to tell me your story, Mandy. All the very best for the future.
Thank you very much.